Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I would ask you, what have we always said is the most difficult food to eat when driving?
Tacos comes to mind.
Tacos is a good one. Tacos and chicken wings.
And yeah, chicken wings.
Tacos and chicken wings. We've always said on this show, maintained for years. Well, here is a guy who's 73 years old, and he was in Detroit, and he was eating some chicken wings while he was driving and ran into a police car.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Nobody was injured. A Michigan State trooper was sitting at a red light in his patrol car. 73-year-old guy's eating some chicken wings while he's driving. Doesn't stop and just rams into the back of the police car. They said nobody was hurt, but there was some small damage to both cars. And the Michigan police put out a thing that said, you know, obviously it's important to remember to focus on driving when behind the wheel. Distracted driving, in this case, eating chicken wings, is risky behavior.
I guess a lot of people are doing it because if you go into any major city, you find chicken wing bones all over the sidewalks. And in the, so somebody's driving around eating chicken wings.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. And Amanda, when she, you know, I had never lived uptown before. And she was telling me when she lived uptown, when I met her, like, you got to be careful with when she's walking her dog. Like, if you walk him and I'm not here, just be careful. Watch out for the chicken bones. Like, what are you talking about? They're everywhere. It's like, I've been uptown a million times. They're not everywhere.
You don't notice them.
Then you do.
And then you do.
And then when you're regularly walking in an area, they are everywhere in uptown Charlotte.
The dogs find them all.
Yeah, and when I lived uptown, it was like, it was crazy how many times you would find chicken bones in different places.
And you go, who the hell is driving around eating chicken wings? But apparently it's a ton of people.
Yeah.
A ton of people.
Are they driving around? Or is it just people walking around?
I always assumed it's driving because I've just never seen anybody walking around eating chicken wings. But I've also never seen anybody driving eating them, but I guess it's happening.
I've never seen anybody throwing chicken wings out the window, but they end up on the sidewalks everywhere.
Yeah, and this guy's hitting police cars while eating them.
Tacos, chicken wings,
soup, like chili, things you need utensil.
Yeah, anything that requires a utensil. Salad's a tough one.
Salad's bad.
Any of those.
Mm-hmm.
But things like that require a utensil but don't require you looking. Like if you were having some pudding.
Pudding.
I remember one time going back to college, my stepmom used to make, she would make me food sometimes, and she would make the two things that I love that she made, these meatballs and the sauce that were fantastic, and just put them in a big, like in a big a butter container thing.
Mm-hmm. Tupperware?
Yeah. Well, not Tupperware, but it's like literally.
A butter, country crock.
Country crock, yeah. And exactly. It's exactly country crock. They cleaned it out and she just dumped it all in there. Or she would make chocolate eclair cake and just put it all into one of those containers.
Yeah.
Plastic spoon, you can drive, look straight ahead, and just reach over and dip the spoon in that and eat that. No problem, you have to look.
You're eating meatballs on the go.
Yeah, the meatballs are tough because you've got to look at those to see them and stab them with a fork or a toothpick or something like that.
Right.
But the chocolate eclair cake, you can just sit that right there in the passenger seat, literally drive with your left hand, scoop it out with your right. You don't have to look at that. You just glance over, see where it is.
And, you know. And you didn't have AC or nothing in your car.
Right? No, windows down.
You're just eating chocolate eclair cake with a
riding down the road,
spoon.
Going back to South Louisiana, back to college, and I would just ride down the road in like a sleeveless t-shirt with the side, just trying to get some airflow going.
Yeah.
Windows rolled down, roof, the liner to the roof of my car held up with pins.
Yeah.
And just eating some chocolate eclair cake and, you know.
Like that was, what a scene.
Meatballs and chocolate eclair cake with a Mountain Dew. It was like, life doesn't get any better than this, boys.
Did we just drive by a redneck eating pudding? In the car, yep.
I was king of the world for those 2 hours. Music blaring, cruising down the highway.
There have been countless times where I've been driving home from the grocery store and I've just housed an entire rotisserie chicken on the road.
You've talked about that before, eating the whole rotisserie. We just like pulling the leg off and eating
it. You can start with the legs because those come right off, bam, bam, bam. And then it's just straight to the breast. I'm just grabbing like a caveman, grabbing huge chunks of chicken meat out with the skin still attached.
You ever get home and decide, oh, I'll just probably do this. Rotisserie chicken's a good example. I'll just eat this rotisserie chicken for lunch now that I'm home. And you go ahead and open it up and start, eating a little bit of it. And then you're putting the groceries away and you're putting a little bit. And by the time you've done everything, you're like, okay, now it's time for lunch. You're like, damn, I've eaten that whole thing.
I ate an entire animal.
Like, lunch. Am I even hungry now? I just ate a damn rotisserie chicken.
I do love those things.
Or what's bad is you get like turkey, sliced turkey, prepackaged and all that. And you pop that thing open, just grab a couple pieces of that turkey.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you don't have enough turkey left to make a damn sandwich because you've eaten the whole package of turkey.
Barehanded.
And then you have to come to the realization that, well, I'm really not hungry now. I've just eaten an entire package of turkey.
Yeah, I just had 100 grams of protein.
I don't have any reason to. And I'm sitting there like, well, I didn't have lunch. Well, you did. You ate a whole package of turkey, fat ass.
I guess it could be worse. Not the worst option.
Oh, I've done. It's worse with things like trail mix or peanuts or something like that.
Yeah.
Especially though, if it's late, you've had a couple of drinks, and you're like, I'm just gonna have a couple handfuls of this.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you just want to go throw it up.
Bad. Oh yeah. It's going down.
The one I'll never forget though, when we used to do the grandkids trip to Disney World. Everybody got tons of sweets and all this kind of stuff. We'd go around in there and put them in everybody's room. And we'd gone out. I'd had a few drinks, came back to watch a baseball game that night, and was watching the end of the baseball game. Might have been the World Series. And eating the donuts, those little chocolate-covered donuts.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget putting my hand back in that bag and be like, no, 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 no.
You ate the whole bag?
I ate the entire bag. It's like 10:30 at night. I'm eating
chocolate donuts.
Yeah, what is it? 16 in a bag or something?
Yeah, like, probably 16. You probably had 3,000 calories.
I felt horrible. The next day, I felt terrible. But yeah, that moment of like, oh no, 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 no way, no way. Did I spill some? Nope.
Yeah.
You look in the bag and like, oh my god, I just ate an entire bag, 16 donuts.
Yeah, because you wouldn't eat 5 regular sized donuts, but for some reason, because they're small, you're like, oh. This is like, not that bad.
And I'm telling myself, I've only had 3 or 4 of these things. How did I eat the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, badass. You had 16 of them.
Yeah. On top of the alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, did not feel good the next morning when I got up.
No. That's not the trick.
Or you're not going to go to the park and you're sweating.
Feeling terrible. Jock itch. It's bad.
Yeah, I've always managed to avoid the jock itch problem in Disney World.
Yeah.
Not fun. Swamp ass out in the middle of Orlando. It's humid. It's like 100% humidity.
That's why you have the Gold Bond.
You got it.
Medicated spray.
You don't do that when we go down there?
I never have had a problem.
Put Gold Bond. You don't get a little swampy? Uh-uh. Man, that's why it's so important to get that ice cold beer towards the end of the day.
Right.
Get the ice cold beer and then go take a great cool shower, rinse that grime off you, and then go have more beers. It's a great day. Great day at the park.
Yeah. It's tough to beat.
It is. It is.
Because we used to stay at the same hotel every year on the grandkids trip. And they had this cool little bar that was part of the big dining hall. And it was right there by the pool. And I knew when we started going and when we would show back up, the bartender was the same guy for about 3 years in a row. And every year when we walked, he'd be like, oh, you're on your charity trip this year. It's like, man, we must spend a lot of time sitting at this bar.
Many, many dollars.
It's like, man, how much time are we spending sitting here at this bar?
Lots for him Disney to remember bucks.
Us from year to year, all these people.
Can we tip you in Disney bucks?
And the answer was a lot.
Yeah.
Is that the ESPN one? Is that where you're talking
about? No, this is the one at the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember the ESPN one because of Riggins' hand-washing incident.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, Riggins
was really bad.
Ate wings, which you ate the wings, and then you started eating wings, very spicy wings, then went to the restroom and forgot to wash his hands before.
Yeah, because like,
yeah,
who the hell does that?
Yeah, and he came back, never forget, he sat down at the table, seated immediately to my left, he sat down and goes, oh, wait a minute, I think I should have washed my hands before I peed.
Yeah. It took about
that. And then he got it, went right back to the bathroom.
Yeah. It took that long for it to set in, yeah. like getting out of the bathroom, walking all the way back to the table. And almost immediately when I sat down, I was like, ooh, I'm burning.
Yeah. Wide.
And I figured it was because, like, you know, walking around all day, maybe it's like I just rub my little pee-pee on my boxer briefs or something. I didn't know. And I was like, oh, no. But, you know, when you wipe your hands off with a napkin, you're like, it was out of sight, out of mind. I didn't think about, like, going to wash my hands before I peed. Yeah. So, yeah, it took about that long when I sat down. I was like, ooh, ooh, it burns, it burns, it burns. And then I'm in the bathroom, like, trying to wet a paper towel and then run over to the stall. And try to, like, you know, do some sort of weird.
Because you don't want somebody to walk in and you're standing there in the middle of the bathroom.
At the urinal. Yeah, right. To They're going to call the cops, as they probably should. But, yeah, that was bad. That was bad. Don't do that.
Rob, did you go once or twice on the grandkids trip?
I went twice.
Twice. But one time you were, well, you were playing with an injury the whole time. Yeah, your back was hurt.
It was the sciatica thing, but it was on the other side of my body than it is now. That was rough. And
you spent most of that trip, though, in your room.
Yeah. But then the next one was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's got traveling sciatica. It was on the other side, huh?
Yeah. It sucked. Shit.
I remember I was just laid up in the room.
Yeah, he was out of commission.
And when I wasn't in the room, like, when we would go places, I had to just keep walking. So I was going so far ahead of everybody else just because that's the only way I could keep it from hurting.
I can't stop. I just got to keep going.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.